This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, people. Big shout out to our awesome sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, top-tier marketing for not just any audience, but the right audience. Shop Marketing Pros connects your European auto repair shop with car enthusiasts who value expertise, the auto repair experience, and a great relationship. Go pro with Shop Marketing Pros, your ticket to top-tier results. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. Today, we're going to talk about transition leaks. And no, I didn't say transmission leaks, right? Like transition leaks. A lot of times, I'm talking about productivity and resetting your mind for your technicians, but this has been a topic quite a bit for the last several weeks. And it's something that we talked about in our peer group meeting that we had most recently. And I had a coaching session today where I was talking to a shop owner and transitioning from the task you're on to the task you need to be on to an interruption and everything. I thought the latest research was like 12 to 15 minutes to reset, but they've actually increased that. So a couple different articles I read today said that if you're in it and you're really thinking about a subject and you're working on it, once you get distracted, it takes 23 minutes for you to get back into that. This is super important for shop owners as you're navigating your tasks as an owner every day. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about transition leaks. You know, it's a busy world out there. All of us auto repair, shop owner, service advisors, and technicians, we're no strangers to long, exhausting days. The feeling of collapsing into a chair at the end of the day, though too tired to even contemplate what you got going on that evening, it's all too familiar. Many assume this fatigue stems solely from the physical demands of the job or the challenges of entrepreneurship in the aftermarket auto repair industry. However, there's a less obvious but equally draining culprit at play, transition leaks. So what are transition leaks? Transition leaks occur when we switch between tasks that require different mental focuses or skill sets. An auto shop's daily routine filled with all of these changes. If you're an active working technician in the shop as an owner, you know, you're diagnosing vehicle issues, you're making sales calls, you're ordering parts, you're managing the shop floor, and then even juggling personal responsibilities on top of that. Each one of these switches involves a mental reset, and it costs us time, just like it costs our technicians time, and it also costs us energy to regroup. We have to switch gears, find our bearings, and dive into the next task. And again, research highlights this fact. It takes an average of 23 minutes to regain full focus after a distraction or task switch. That constant shifting not only eats into our productive time, but it significantly drains our energy. And that leads to the all too familiar end of day exhaustion. Like your brain is just frazzled because of all the stops and starts and transitioning. So what kind of impact does it have on auto repair shops? For auto repair shop owners, service advisors, technicians, this translates into lost efficiency and diminished capacity to deliver the high quality service that your clients expect and that you want to deliver. When your brain's constantly toggling between tasks, the quality of your work can suffer. You're going to miss critical details, or it's going to take longer to complete tasks that should be straightforward. To put a pin in this for just a minute, this is one of the things that I've been working for service advisor productivity. You know, it's one thing to make the technicians as productive and the shop owners, but we also need to make service advisors as productive as possible. This goes from answering the phone to talking to 10 minutes on the phone. Anything you can do in that process to make it more efficient is better for the shop and better for the service advisors. This is going to be a huge gain in the next couple of years on how we better define the processes and procedures for service advisors in order to make them more efficient, more productive. To get back into the episode, a strategy for efficiency is batch processing. The good news is that there's a strategy to combat all of these transition leaks, and it's called batch processing. So this involves grouping similar tasks together and dedicating specific blocks of time or days to them. For example, You might designate certain days for meeting with vendors, another day for administrative tasks like ordering parts or handling inventory, and a different day for focusing on marketing efforts or staff training. For me personally, I like to get all of my client phone calls in the same day, back to back to back. And we're looking at time blocking. That's one of the things that some of the experts talk about. Make sure that you have similar tasks stacked on top of each other. That way you can keep in the mindset and roll from one to the other. Batch processing minimizes the frequency of task switching. It also allows for deeper focus and efficiency. It not only helps in conserving energy, but also in enhancing the quality of work. By dedicating uninterrupted time to similar tasks, you're able to streamline processes, reduce errors, and ultimately improve productivity. So there's a great book on this right now. It's called Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. I'm not going to get into it. Actually, maybe I should do an episode specifically talking about that. I'll write that down and see if I can't get it on the books. But if you're wondering how to block time, become more organized, this is a great book. I'm actually working through the book with several shop owners right now. We're really doing really well with it. They're doing really well with it. But it takes some time, practice, and energy. When we talk about transition leaks, we have to figure out how to apply the concept to our shop. The first thing we need to do is we need to start by analyzing our typical week as an owner. You have to identify patterns and categorize tasks by their nature. And then we have to reorganize our schedule to group similar tasks together. And so this might mean adjusting your booking system to cluster appointments or setting aside specific days for back office work. It also might mean there are times where you stay at home and you work from home or work from an office that's locked and say, hey, if the building's on a fire, don't bother me because I need to really work on these tasks. And in doing so, we have to remember the goal is to create a more structured schedule that reduces the cognitive load of constantly switching gears and transitioning. It doesn't mean you can't be flexible. You know, emergencies and unexpected tasks are always going to show up. However, having a solid framework can significantly reduce the impact of transition leaks. If we're talking about embracing this and embracing the change, what does that look like? So embracing this new way of organizing your work is going to require an adjustment period and a mindset shift. You're going to fail, but you have to fail, figure out a way that works for you. Just like cookie cutter coaching doesn't work for your shop or all shops, cookie cutter time blocking is not going to work in all shops / your shop. You have to figure out what works for you, prioritize it, be a little flexible, and keep working through it. It's about prioritizing efficiency and quality over the instinct to immediately jump on every task that comes your way. And by planning your weeks in advance with intention, you'll find yourself with more energy, better focus, and a newfound ability to tackle the demands of your business with vigor. I want you to sit back and think. Take a moment to review your current schedule. And I know what I just said. Most of you are like, I just take it as it comes. I put the fires out as they go. So if you don't have a Google My Business calendar or an iCal calendar, I think they call it for Apple, that you're focusing on and paying attention to, and you don't have your days set out, shame on you. You can be a better business owner and you need to be a better business owner so you can focus on your business, okay? If you don't have organization when it comes to time blocking, then that tells me you have a hobby and you're just working in your business, not on your business. Again, review your current schedule. Are you losing hours to transition leaks? And the answer is probably yes. Could batch processing free up your time and energy? The answer is probably yes. And the answer to all this could be the key to unlocking a new level of productivity for you and job satisfaction in being an auto repair shop owner. A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who makes this show accessible to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European auto repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Make sure to check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz, everybody. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.